Noelle Lashley has worked this year as co-host and producer of The Lead podcast, where she interviews nationally known journalists about their craft. Following, Noelle describes the work that goes into The Lead, a production of the Cox Institute.
So The Lead is a podcast that runs out of the Cox Institute downstairs, and it's co-hosted by myself and by Nate Bramall, and we interview different media leaders and professionals who come through Grady to talk to classes or at events or anything like that. As far as the technical part goes, I took video production with Professor Shumway, and Grady requires us to learn the Adobe suite, so I learned how to work with video editing and Adobe Premiere, and a lot of those skills were transferable to Adobe Audition, which is the sound editing software that I use. I still had to go to YouTube a lot of the time to type in, how do I do blah 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 in Adobe Audition? But aside from that, it's just basic journalism writing for your leads and tags. It's knowing how to do basic sound editing, and it's knowing how to talk to people. Mm-hmm. I love podcasting, and I think that podcasting as a companion to other things is really interesting, because through podcasting, I've become a better broadcaster, because I want to do television broadcast, because I listen to my voice, and I hear what I sound like when I sound natural. Mm-hmm. I did theater for 5 years when I was younger, and I loved it. But sometimes when I'm nervous, I can come across as very theatrical, Shakespearean, yada yada. And Professor Cantrell will be like, would you just calm down and say it instead of emoting the news? And The Lead taught me what I sound like when I'm talking to somebody, still in an authoritative way, but talking to them as a person. So I definitely want to keep going with that, because every time I listen to an episode I do, I learn something new about this is how you can ask a question, this is how you can speak, this vocal intonation works. First, I background every single person that I interview. Professor Hollander taught me well. I go through and I read their biography for whatever publication or organization that they work for. I go through their LinkedIn. I run them through a website called Pipple, PIPL.com, because that actually backgrounds them in every respect and I can find out things about them. And then I look at their body of work, because I think that the best way to connect with somebody is to show them that you care about what they've done. So I always go into every interview knowing something about their past, or something they're passionate about, or a project that they've done, or some little detail about their lives. So it's not just, hello, I am a student who is going to talk to you with an audio recording device about your life. It's, okay, so I know that your mother was a teacher when you were younger, and this inspired you to do this. Can you tell me a little bit more about how that impacted your life? Because the thing with The Lead is that we're interviewing all these amazing journalists who are interviewed all the time. Mm-hmm. And when you're interviewed all the time, you can kind of go into this shell of, it's another interview, I'm going to do this. But when you take the time to find those little personal details, it's the coolest thing, because you watch their faces change as they start to see you as someone they can connect with, instead of just another person who's trying to interview them, because their faces, like their eyes get a little bit wider and their faces light up, and then we begin to have a conversation. And you can audibly hear that transition in some of the episodes when that kind of broke. I think if you want to podcast, my biggest piece of advice would be, don't be intimidated by it. Because I have people come up to me and ask me, hey, can you teach me how to do this? I really don't know what I'm doing, all this kind of thing. No, no, no. If you want to podcast, it's as easy as having a conversation with someone. At the very beginning, just say, this is who I am. This is my podcast. Let me tell you a little bit about the person I'm going to talk to. And then you go into the interview. And then at the end, you can say, thank you for listening.
Noelle Lashley, thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.